WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, and we have got the bright sunshine shining and right in my face. I went and put the blinds down. It's funny because the blinds don't need to go back up. Like, anybody that's sitting here in this seat can see out the window. But yet I come back in every morning and somebody's lifted the blinds up. I don't get it. It's probably Barry because he jacks this seat all the way up to the top. No, he sits in a different chair. Some people like to be up high. I like to be down low. I'm not a tall person, so I'd like to have as little space to cover if I fall to the ground. But anyway, the sun is shining, nice and bright. As you heard Christina say, you know, it's not perfect weather, but it's the best of what we're going to get. And of course, it'll be a perfect day for you if you are the winner of $1,000. We'll have your first Money Talks cash code coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll have 10 throughout the course of the day. And you can check out all about how to play at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Yesterday, we did have someone who was entering codes in the app chat. Sorry to say, Andrew, the codes that you sent in don't work. You've got to put them in on the right page. You got to enter them in where the codes go on the Money Talks page on the WBSM app. Just sending them an app chat doesn't work. I can't enter for you. And you can read all about it and how to do it at WBSM.com and on the app. And if you still have trouble, reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com, and I'll be happy to walk you through it. And thanks to Long Moving and Storage for sponsoring Money Talks on WBSM. So I don't know if you followed this story out of Rhode Island, but this is South Kingstown, which I know is a little bit of a distance from the South Coast here. But this story has been all over. WPRI has been doing a great job of covering it. The former North Kingstown boys basketball coach, Aaron Thomas, is on trial for second degree child molestation and second degree sexual assault. This past Monday was the first day of testimony. And they've had a couple of victims or alleged victims of former coach Aaron Thomas testifying. They had the former superintendent. But basically what this is all about is apparently when Aaron Thomas was the boys basketball coach, he would conduct what he called naked fat tests. So on the first day of testimony, a former student who started high school in 2017 described going through Thomas's naked fat test program. This is from WPRI.com, which he said involved him getting naked while alone with the coach in his office so that the older man could conduct a series of tests on the student's body. And apparently, the former student claimed that while Thomas was conducting this naked fat test of him, that the coach became visibly aroused. And the boy said he involuntarily became aroused as well. And this boy is not the only, well, I shouldn't say boy, but, you know, this former student was not the only one who testified about the naked fat tests. What apparently would happen is he would have the players come in and he would say to them, you know, are you shy or are you not shy? And then if they said that they were not shy, he would have them strip down naked. If they said they were shy, he had them leave their underwear on. But then he would test them with, you know, calipers and things like that to judge the fat on their body. And apparently he had been doing this since the 1990s. The fat testing program started in the 1990s, according to WPRI, with an estimated 600 student athletes participating. Prosecutors have accused Thomas of abusing his authority as a coach to convince the students to strip naked for his tests, which they said violated the law. Now, this was a scandal that first broke in 2021, sparking local, state, and federal investigations. He was criminally charged in 2022, but has pleaded not guilty. And apparently, the incident in which he became allegedly became aroused, and the former student said he became aroused himself. I guess the coach tried to talk to him about that in the communications class that he taught, which further embarrassed the boy. So it's a case that has people really divided, because for some, you know, I think everybody's kind of like, this is weird. It's weird that he did this, but at the same time, you know, what did he do wrong is the way some people are looking at it. I think asking kids to strip down to nothing is wrong, no matter what. No teacher has the authority to see a child completely naked, especially not without the presence of a parent or guardian. I mean, I don't know if you took scoliosis testing when you were in school, if you remember what that was like, but they had to have, at least when we did it, they had two people present, and all they were doing was lifting up the back of your shirt to look at your spine. But they would have the person who was conducting the test, and you know, usually the school nurse or a doctor, and then there'd be another person there present. And that was just lifting up the back of your shirt and checking your spine. So this was asking kids to strip down to at least their underwear and maybe more. And then, you know, getting intimately close with them, measuring the fat that's on their body. And to what purposes? Did that fat content, body mass or whatever you were measuring have an effect on whether or not the kids got to play? Whether or not they made the team? That's what some of the testimony is that they were afraid if they didn't undergo these tests, they wouldn't be on the team. I mean, I can't imagine, and I went to school 20 years before this kid did. I can't imagine what it would be like if that happened while I was in school. First of all, every kid would have been talking about it, and we would have certainly, you know, brought the coach to task over it. But I think for this to have gone on as long as it did, and it took this long for someone to question it and to say, what exactly is going on here? I'm just shocked by that. But again, WPRI has been doing a great job of covering it. Testimony is expected to resume at 10 a.m. today, and they'll have more on that. I think, you know, obviously more people have been paying attention to the Karen Reed trial from what I was reading. They've got one more juror that they need to impanel, and then they'll be ready to move forward. They've got 15 right now, and of course they'll have 12 deliberating jurors and 4 alternates. So they just need one more juror to hit that 16 mark. And then they can move forward. But they'd appealed, Karen Reed's defense had appealed to the Supreme Court to get the retrial thrown out. And Ketanji Brown Jackson was the one who ruled on that and decided, nope, it can go forward. So that will probably dominate headlines for the next probably couple of months, because I don't think this trial is going to be any shorter than the first one. I saw the witness list in one of the stories, and it looks like there's going to be, you know, a lot of folks called in this one as well. So Mike and Mac will have the updates for you in the news, I'm sure, as the weeks go on. I just realized that our news department is now Mike and Mac. That's pretty cool. Or Mac and Mike, however you want to say it, but that rolls off the tongue either way. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were telling you about the hot chicken challenge that has been going on at Smash downtown New Bedford, and how the money raised from that is going toward helping an 18-year-old boy who needs a kidney transplant. But also, you know, they've increased the cash prize to whoever does complete the challenge. I think it's up, what's it up around like $3,000 now? Almost $3,000. But they've rolled out another challenge. Gazelle's got all the details at fun107.com. We'll have it up on the WBSM site too later on this morning. But now they are issuing another challenge. Yes, right now it's... Hold on. Because I just read in Gazelle's article. This is what they've now upped the stakes for on the hot chicken challenge. You ready for this? It's still a $2,700 cash prize. But Fun 107 tossed in a pair of Mary J. Blige tickets for her upcoming show at TD Garden with Neo and Mario. And you will get free Smashed NB for life. One free meal per week for the rest of your life. That's what they put on the table yesterday, and still nobody could do it. But today they're debuting their new food challenge, the Smashed Box Challenge, which is not, you don't have to worry about the heat, but you do have to worry about the fact that it is a 4-pound box of food. So if you think you can eat 4 pounds of smashed food, you could take on this challenge. Again, we'll have it up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but you can read about it right now at fun107.com. I don't think I could eat 4 pounds of food at all anymore. I don't know that I could have eaten 4 pounds of food when I was not on a weight loss program. But I've watched some of these people who make the, you know, competitive eating videos, because I've written some stories about them, and they talk about the, you know, the elasticity of the stomach lining, that has to do with how much food you can absorb. I don't think I ever in my life could have done that. 4 pounds of food. I got a sandwich from Subway where they said, it's over 1 pound of meat. And I got 3 meals out of it. So I don't know that I could do 4 pounds of food. But at least they let you have a drink this time. So maybe that helps. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here and be back in a little bit. And welcome back in. Say, you know, there's no better feeling for me than when I go to pick up my laundry at Dash. Because because now I know I'm good for a couple of weeks because I only put my laundry in every couple of weeks. So I'm good. And I've got everything that I want to wear available to me. And I didn't have to do any of the work. It's all neatly folded and ready for me to just pull out of the bag and throw on if that's what I want to do. Although I am working on getting all my old too big clothes out of my drawers and making it so that I can put all these nice new clothes away. But I didn't have to do any of the work. And that's the best part about it. The hardest thing for me is just carrying the bag. And you don't even have to do that if you don't want to. Because they will pick up and deliver from your home, your work, wherever. And you can even sign up for their subscription plan, where starting at just $89 a month, they will come and pick up your laundry every week, wash, dry, fold it, use premium detergent, dryer sheets, and a softener, fold your clothes, put it back in the bag, and bring it right back to you. $89 a month, they'll do all the work for you. So check out Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth, and dashlaundromat.com, and get ready for Dash Laundromat coming very soon to the south end of New Bedford. They're going to be right across from Kilburn Mill in the former Advance Auto Parts store. It is going to be quite the location. So if you are tired of doing laundry, let Dash do it for you. Or if you are going to do your own laundry, do it at Dash. It's much better. It's a better experience. I walked in there the other night to drop off my laundry. They had Disney Plus going on the TV for the kids to watch, and the kids were having a party watching one of the Disney movies. And that way their mom and dad were able to get the laundry done while the kids were occupied. And that's not to mention that when you use the Speed Queen app at Dash Laundromat, you actually earn rewards back. So you pay for your wash, you're probably going to get enough rewards back to take care of the dry. That's the way it works at Dash Laundromat. Again, dashlaundromat.com. Follow them on social media as well. And stop by One State Road in Dartmouth. All right, we've got to go into the newsroom now with Mike Robertson. We'll talk with you on the other side of that, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike.
Something called a zero suicide model. A summer movie preview and self-driving tractor trailer trucks may be coming to a road near you.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
An 81-year-old New York woman says she's stranded in Puerto Rico because her airline won't allow her to fly back home with her pet parrot. Kristen Marks reports.
Maria Frederigo says Frontier Airlines gave her the okay to fly to the island with her African gray parrot, Plucky, and a carrier. But when she tried to fly back to JFK earlier this month, a Frontier rep told her she had to lose the bird if she wanted to make the flight. Frontier admits that allowing the parrot on board was a mistake, adding they don't allow large birds in the cabin. Frederigo calls Plucky her emotional support animal and says the two really bonded after she lost her husband, an NYPD employee who died of 9/11-related cancer. Her son says he hasn't had any luck getting her and Plucky booked on another flight.
Henry Ford Health's zero suicide model has cut suicide rates by up to 25% where it's been adopted. The states citing Oregon, California, Washington, Colorado, and Michigan, where Henry Ford Health is based. The model, which stresses close contact between patients and doctors, first developed in 2001 and has been used for the last 24 years. Dr. Brian Amondi says in some of those years, no suicides were reported. Henry Ford Health is now introducing its zero suicide model across the U.S. and in 25 countries. Madonna and Elton John are finally making up after comments made by him over the years.
Madonna and Elton John are finally settling their decades-long feud. The Material Girls singer attending Elton John's SNL performance last weekend and went backstage to confront him about their feud. In a post on Instagram, Madonna revealed the first words out of his mouth were, "Forgive me," adding that Elton had told her he wrote her a song and wanted to collaborate. I'm Jennifer Polsoni.
Music fans who are not able to make it to the California desert this weekend will still be able to enjoy Coachella from the comfort of home. The music festival announced it will once again live stream performances on YouTube starting tomorrow. This year's live stream will also let fans watch up to four stages at once. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Travis Scott, Post Malone, and Charlie XCX all slated to perform at the festival. This is Weekend 1. Weekend 2 takes place April 18th through the 20th. Hollywood studios getting optimistic about summertime movies.
This comes after Warner Brothers, a Minecraft movie, made $163 million at the domestic box office during its debut last week. Roth analyst Eric Handler says Minecraft looks like a positive start to a summer packed with more blockbusters. Thunderbolts gets things started on May 2nd, followed by Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Disney's live-action Lilo and Stitch, Jurassic World Rebirth, Superman, and The Fantastic Four First Steps. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Police in Florida say the body of a 92-year-old woman was found badly decomposed, the discovery made on Monday in St. Petersburg. The woman lived with her 67-year-old son. No word on how she died, but police say there are no signs of foul play. Investigators say the son did not report the mother's death and left her in the bed where she passed away. The Tampa Bay Times reports he was arrested for a probation violation. That 18-wheeler next to you on the highway may not have anyone behind the wheel. The self-driving technology company Aurora is launching their first autonomous big rig this month in Texas, which has truckers paying close attention.
If we weren't worried, we wouldn't be paying attention to the policies, to the legislation, to the regulations, to the things that we need to be paying attention to.
John Esparza heads the Texas Trucking Association. They support the move towards automation along the highways, but he says there's always going to be the need for drivers.
WBSM Sports.
The Seas lost to the Orlando Magic 96-76 last night. Celtics host the Charlotte Hornets at the Garden tomorrow night. Blue Jays beat the Sox 2-1 yesterday. Those two back in action this afternoon, and the Chicago Blackhawks are in Boston taking on the Bruins tonight at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Yes, we start out cold. This morning, you want a layer or two heading out the door. Temperatures on either side of 30 degrees, but we are a little warmer than yesterday with most high temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s. We're also going to see the winds stay down, and we get sunshine for a good amount of the day. Clouds creep in later this afternoon, and we will see more cloud cover and even some raindrops overnight tonight. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. That, of course, is Weezer. And have you heard the weird story about Weezer? So our friends at ultimateclassicrock.com have the story. Police on Tuesday shot Jillian Loren, wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner, and booked her for attempted murder while they were pursuing suspects in a Los Angeles hit and run. According to a news release from the LA Police Department, the incident occurred Tuesday afternoon after the California Highway Patrol requested backup to locate three hit-and-run suspects who fled into a residential neighborhood near Eagle Rock in Los Angeles. Police saw one suspect running to the rear of a residence in the 5300 block of Waldo Place. As they entered the rear yard of the residence, they saw Lauren in the yard of the neighboring residence armed with a handgun. Police ordered Lauren to drop her weapon multiple times, but she refused. When she pointed her gun at the officers, they fired and, according to TMZ, struck her in the shoulder. So Lauren, identified by police as Jillian Schreiner, because, you know, married to Scott Schreiner, then retreated into her home and later reemerged from with her baby's family's babysitter. She was then taken into custody and transported to a local hospital where she was treated for non-life-threatening gunshot wound. She was ultimately booked for attempted murder, and a 9mm handgun was found at her residence. They determined she was not involved in the hit and run. A pair of the suspects remain, though, on the loose. So basically what happened is they're chasing after these suspects. She's, whatever hubbub is going on, comes out with her gun. Police see her with the gun, tell her to put it down. She says no, points it at them. They shoot her. According to Ultimate Classic Rock, she is a writer and former call girl for the Prince of Brunei. She detailed the experience in her debut memoir, 2010 Some Girls, My Life in a Harem. She also wrote the 2011 novel Pretty, the 2015 memoir Everything You Wanted, Anything You Ever Wanted, and the 2020 true crime book Behold the Monster, Confronting America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. Now, Weezer is playing at Coachella. They're playing a number of other festivals this year. They recently celebrated the 30th anniversary of their debut album, the Blue Album. And they're going to be on the road all the way through October. So I don't know if Scott Shriner is going to be taking any time off to help with his wife, but just a strange story. And now Scott Shriner he's the bassist of Weezer now, but he wasn't the bassist of Weezer when the Blue Album came out. The first two albums were Matt Sharp on bass, who left Weezer in the 90s, late 90s, when he formed The Rentals. And we play The Rentals here sometimes on the program. And Matt Sharp is actually a friend of mine. He made the soundtrack for my Midnight Society radio show. So there's an album that he put out. The Rentals put out an album called The Soundtrack to Midnight Society. And it's all music that was created for that show. And you can order the album online, and it's really cool. One of the songs is called Bridgewater Triangle. The album came about because I had him on the show in the early stages of it, because he put out an album in 2020 dedicated to Art Bell. And so we had him come on and talk about the album. And one of the callers said, you know, you should give the music to use on the show. And I was, you know, you get that like embarrassed, like, no, that's not what this is about. No. And so I kind of just rushed it off the air. But then Matt called me later and said, you know, I was thinking about that, and I do have some unused tracks that are instrumentals that you could use. And so he gave those to us, and we used those for like 2 years. And then he called me one day and said, listen, the record company wants to take those and put out a remix album, so I've got to take those back, and you can't use those anymore. However, I am going to make an album of just songs for you to use on the show. And so my producer, Michelle, and I worked with him to help craft some of the titles of the songs and help them fit the vibe of the show. But it was, The Rentals is always just Matt and different musicians. In this particular case, it was him and Nick Zinner of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs putting out this phenomenally atmospheric instrumental album. And it's really cool. I'll have to play some of the tracks for you sometime here in the morning. But I never would have thought I would have my podcast, my radio show would have a soundtrack created by a member of Weezer and a member of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. But life is weird. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here and we'll be right back. And that is Bridgewater Triangle from the soundtrack to Midnight Society. You can check out the whole album at therentals.bandcamp.com if you want to give it a listen. But very creepy atmospheric stuff. And certainly, you know, when I'm sitting there at night alone in my home studio in the dark, you know, some of this music set the tone perfectly. So we also put up the story on the Smashbox Challenge at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, so you can read that now if you want to check it out. if you want to see the what the food looks like, the 4 pounds of food, you can check that out. So I don't know if you've been following along with the different incidents that have been going on with the MBTA and some of these commuter trains. Now, there's been a number of incidents where trains have struck vehicles in recent weeks. However, they're on other commuter rail routes. It's not the South Coast Rail line that has been the problem. There's been some issues on this line too, but it has many wondering if there isn't something going on with the timing of the railroad crossings. Now, Keolis, which operates the MBTA trains, they said that they've been doing extensive testing, and I'm sure they're going to do even more. But there's all of these problems, you know, whether it be the arm coming down on the bus in Freetown and the bus backing up, whether it be the vehicle that was struck in Canton. There's been people who have also been struck too, but it seems like in most of those cases, it was intentional. People were putting themselves in front of the train. So there's all these issues that are going on, and I think there's probably going to be some lawmaker or another that pushes for hearings at some point to just hear Keolis' side of this and find out what they think is going on and what they're doing to try to mitigate some of this. But one of the biggest issues is that people aren't respecting the trains. They'll see the arm coming down. Oh, I can make it. Or they're not being cautious around train tracks. You know, they have that whole campaign leading up to the launch of South Coast Rail to basically educate people about how you have to be observant of train tracks, because for so long we didn't have to worry about them. The freight trains that use them were coming by so infrequently that people, you know, never gave them a second thought. They might not even have realized there were tracks there. Do you know how I realized where tracks were as I was driving around Wareham? When I blew a shock in my car. I had gone through some road construction and I blew out one of my shocks. And I drove around like that for a little while. And as I was driving around, every time I would hit train tracks, I'd be like, oh, there they are. I didn't know those were there. Especially now where they have, they've changed the way that tracks lay in the road, so it's less of a disruption to your vehicle. So you can actually glide over them a little bit better. So people don't think about where the railroad crossings are. They don't pay attention to the signs. And we've got to be more responsible around railroad crossings and around the tracks. I mean, I remember growing up, my cousin had his dirt bikes and they would go ride up the train tracks all the time on them. And then the commuter rail came to Middleborough and you couldn't do that anymore. So it's something that we've got to take seriously on our end as the everyday citizens dealing with it. But certainly, you know, Keolis and the MBTA have questions that they have to answer. And they said that at least in the case of the Canton one, everything was working properly and that it appears to have been driver error. Now, luckily the driver got out of the vehicle before the train struck it, but it was driver error that led to that. And I don't know what you do to try to change that level of education. Do you have, you know, retesting when people go for their license renewal with questions that deal with railroad crossings? I don't know. I remember when I went for my motorcycle permit years ago. It had been so long since I took the driving permit, and I was like, I've been driving for 20 years. I can pass this no problem. This is going to be fine. And then I started just taking the exam, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not sure about the answer on this one. And I was worried I was going to fail. I was like, if I fail, will they actually take away my driver's license if I can't pass a motorcycle permit test? But I ended up passing. I just kind of guessed correctly. But also, you know, this is uncharted territory for a lot of people to deal with trains so often, because maybe they're never on the road when the freight trains came by. But now it's far more frequent with the commuter rail. 508-996-0500. Let me take my last break of this hour and be back in a few moments.
I'm quite a stallion. I'm a good guy for a gal.
And welcome back. That is Matt Sharp's band, The Rentals, with their biggest hit, Friends of P. And you don't have to be a friend of P to get a great deal at the butcher shop. Anybody that walks into the butcher shop is going to get a great deal, because they have high quality, locally sourced meats cut exactly the way you want them, and flavor and texture that you won't find in any supermarket. This is the real deal. This is the real stuff. And this is the way that meat was intended to be enjoyed. So stop by the butcher shop and get something up to throw on the grill, or maybe something to roast in the oven, or get something that they've already made and prepared for you. They prepare hot, fresh food every day, including tomorrow on Friday, all kinds of fish and seafood to get you through Lent. But they also do that all the time on Fridays anyway. Best octopus in the city at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, but also where you can get so many other things as well. You can go downstairs into the wine cellar and pick out a nice bottle of wine. They've got all the beer that you need, cheeses from around the world. And what I love over there is you never know what you're going to find over by the register. They're always cooking up different treats, whether it be French meat pies, Maria's rice pudding, all kinds of stuff that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else, because it's the butcher shop's own special recipes. So stop by and see why I call it a real old school neighborhood market. Walk around and tell me it doesn't feel like a throwback to a simpler time when the butcher, the grocer, they knew your name, they knew exactly what you wanted, and they had it ready for you the minute you walked in the door. And if they didn't have it, you asked them for it, and they'd get it for you. And that's what they do at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by and get yourself something delicious. It's going to be a good day to throw something on the grill. So maybe stop by and get yourself a nice ribeye. Get some of the Terrace Major and make some nice steak tips. Celebrity pork chops. Oh, I'm starving already. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk with you, 508-996.